He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Super Tuesday edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationwide fee-based only firm, and of course several states across our nation today, many of which we have clients in. Our show is heard in. We'll be voting today in the primaries. In the meantime, the market's showing a little bit more of possible topping out action here. That's the big question now. Where's the top? We've got the Dow down 127 right now, despite really good earnings from Target. The Dow's at 38,862. The NASDAQ taking it on the chin a little bit. It's down 1.1% after hitting a new all-time high on last Friday. It's at 16,033. The S&P 500 is down 20. That's 40 basis points. The S&P is at 5,110. Small caps down 7 points today. That's 34 basis points. Crude oil is at 78.55. It seems like no matter what OPEC does, oil remains soft. It's down 19 cents today to 78.55. Gold is hitting a new all-time high. Make a note of it. 2,137. Silver's up 16 cents. And venerable old Bitcoin up another 28. Now it's 1,800. Wow, it just went down 1,000 points. Up 1,800 to 67,793. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. And the market's just looking a little top-heavy here today, Barry. We had new highs across the board pretty much late last week, including that forward P.E. ratio. Don't forget, as the market hits new highs, so do the valuation ratios. We closed Friday at 21.16 forward P.E. ratio for the S&P 500 and 23 on the P.E. ratio. We had a little sell-off yesterday. The chip stocks, however, continue. They keep on keeping
roar, on, they?
Right?
Yeah.
And there is some news out today on AMD, which we'll get to here in a bit.
Their chip is too advanced.
Yeah, for to
China.
Sell to China.
Too advanced for
it's
China.
Too advanced. No, no, you got to dumb it down a little.
I love how they put that in the news, though. How would that make you feel if you're a Chinese purchaser and they're like, you know, in the news? It's like, no, give them a little bit, little bit less powerful chip, please.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can relate. My pasta machine is too advanced for me. Just reading through the instructions and everything and getting my fingers caught in it and stuff like that.
It's like folks' espresso machines with all the different levers, right?
My
it's like,
gosh.
You gotta have a degree.
Dumb it down. Push the on button.
Degree from Starbucks to know how to work the
yes.
thing.
Well, SMCI, Super Microcomputer, and Deckers were added to the S&P 500 yesterday. And, of course, the S&P 500 closed above 5,100 points for the second time in history. But, you know, I'm really watching here. I'm drawing lines on all of the major charts that I look at. The ones that I'm seeing starting to level off after a torrid run since January the 1st. Yesterday I saw some topping action in the financials mostly. I saw Visa leveling off. I saw MasterCard leveling off. I think we're going to see some more of that kind of action here in the coming weeks, at least before the next earnings season. We're kind of in that season betwixt and between without a lot of catalyst, and we're at a very high level.
Well, it has to happen, right? I mean, you've got to have some. It's healthy to have. You've got to have some consolidation, because when you look at a chart, you know, at some point you got to have some resistance to break through for the next leg up.
So. Yeah, and eventually that demand, I mean, dries up. I mean, there's only so many dollars out there to throw at the market. You know, the demand for NVIDIA shares, at some point in time, people say, yeah, I'm a little nervous buying NVIDIA up here at this level. And you start to see that demand wane. You start to see it level off. This is the psychology of technical analysis. And then you start seeing people saying, well, I better get out while the getting's good. And then pretty soon it starts to roll over. Then you see a run on the stock to the downside. You know, people selling creates a little mini panic. And then it gets down to a level where it's attractive to the buyers once again. And the game goes on and on and on. Well, you know, we did say in our first article of the year on Seeking Alpha, we gave a market opinion, and we basically said that it's going to spread out beyond those few stocks that really tore up the path last year. And I was just reading an article here. Over 300 names in the S&P 500 are up higher year to date. That's pretty good breadth in the market. Now, I mean, there's still been outsized performance. NVIDIA's up 75.1% year-to-date. The worst performer, Paramount Global, down 30.7%. But I think the fact that 300 out of 500, 60% of the S&P 500 stocks, are up since the beginning of the year. So it definitely has spread out a lot more breadth than last year. We've seen improvement in the small caps and the mid caps, but that hasn't panned out so far. The small caps are flat on the year. It has not really spread that far into small cap territory. The mid caps have actually had a good year because a big component of the mid cap index is Super Microcomputer, SMCI. And I believe Deckers is a big part. So it's seen outsized gains in the mid-caps because of a few stocks. I would say that China's news that they're targeting 5% growth this year. I know the world market sold off a little bit after that. That news came in like in the wee hours of the morn or late last night. China does set some bold growth targets in other places. They call for support from all fronts, but they can't seem to get anything going over there in their economy, which, you know, they used to have just 7 to 8% a year, year after year after year, GDP growth. 5% is still bigger than ours. We haven't seen it yet, but they're definitely continuing to slow down, there's a little bit more, you know, trade. There's quite a bit of trade stuff going on between us and China right now, between the electric cars and these high-powered chips, etc. It should be noted that gold broke out to a new all-time high. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. Usually gold goes up when the dollar goes down. But
as interest rates go down, and it's not like we've had a huge move on the interest rate front either. So,
gold also goes up when there's fear of global events out there or events here in our country. It's also a little bit of a fear indicator. Bitcoin, no stopping it right now, 67,000. However, JP Morgan is warning today. They're always warning about Bitcoin. They've been wrong about Bitcoin. I don't think there's any way to predict Bitcoin, really. It's it trades on supply and demand.
It goes where it like the music goes where it wants to go.
Yeah, exactly. I can't predict it. JP Morgan warns that it could retreat to 42,000. That'd be a pretty big sell-off. That would be about a 30% sell-off after this halving event.
Well, that has to just be, I mean, and how do you come up with 42,000? Has to be just something looking at a technical chart. I mean, there's no way that you could, I just don't see how they could come up with a value, right? It's like, okay, I mean, you could do it by looking at, you know, resistant levels and support levels, and yeah, okay, 42 grand. Like, it seems like a tough number, you know, there's not too many Excel sheets that are cranking out the valuation, right, to get to that 42,000 number, I would imagine.
Well, they're citing the cost to produce bitcoins, okay? So, you know, a little bit like OPEC, right? OPEC, I think $66 is break even on oil in most places. So they're now applying those same principles to the Bitcoin miners' the profitability.
Okay,
so if the profitability starts to fall, which the halving event does, right? Doesn't the halving event
limit? Yeah, you're only going to get half the profit of,
exactly,
of mining a Bitcoin.
So anyways, that's very hard to predict, but they're predicting a 37% drop when the euphoria dies down. We'll be right back. Here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, a few earnings. There's a lot of news out of China today. NIO reports earnings. It's up 3.6%. It's a $5 stock. It's never made money. They've lost money for the last 8 years since going public. It's an EV maker in China. And again, the stock is scraping its lows, really, around the $5.50 range. This was a $66 stock. 2021 was a watershed year, early in 2021. That's when all of these speculative stocks, the New Frontier, the innovation stocks, they topped out way back in 2021, early, when the Fed started the shift. And that scared out all of that long-duration money in these long-duration stocks that are still long-duration stocks for the most part. Okay, well, we have...
That was one we wrote up years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
In that van, I just remember we got a lot of page views for a stock like that, which was surprising because I think they posted it to their Twitter account at the time.
Yeah.
I just remember the part where they said, you know, we're talking about charging, and they have they had these things where basically you would drive in, they pop the hood or wherever the batteries are, take all the batteries out,
yeah,
and then drop down new batteries, and then you drive off, and
very
so you don't
strange.
Have to charge. It was like an oil change.
Yeah, very strange, or a pit stop.
Interesting,
Indy 5. Okay, tonight CrowdStrike will report. We'll be watching that one. Nordstrom's, Ross Stores, and we'll get to Target here in a bit, which had a very good report here. Costco will report on Thursday. Apple's iPhone sales in China tumble 24% amid rising popularity of Huawei. You remember Huawei? They were kicked out of the United States. And they tried to defend themselves, even though it was proven that there was spyware in
their
Huawei
cameras.
Phones.
Wasn't it in their cameras or something?
In their phones, and they denied it. It was eventually, but it's a very popular brand. And I've been pointing out lately the ugliest charts in the market from a big, the Fabulous Seven. Apple's a horrible chart. And it's tanking again today. It's down 2.8%.
Yeah, their sales were off a good bit in China because of that competition from that Huawei phone.
Exactly, and it's been falling really since early this year. Apple was up around $200 in mid-December. Now it's $170. That's a 15% drop. And no catalyst really out there on the horizon. And we've been saying for some time that this latest phone that they've got, not really a big hit at all. And this is pointed out again here today by Huawei, their rising popularity against the Apple phone. Now, here's this AMD, and they're going to be selling off a little bit today. they've had a torrid run, and really they're not selling off that much today.
Yeah, it's some down like a percent or two earlier.
Yeah,
I thought they would be off a little more.
It's hanging on to $200 per share. AMD has hit a hurdle at the U.S. Commerce Department in attempting to sell an AI chip specifically for the Chinese market. Well, you know, we don't want to give away those high-speed secrets, I guess, that are found in NVIDIA's chip and also in Apple's or AMD's chips also. And AMD thought they had a workaround, but not yet. They got to dumb it down a little bit more. And Musk, you know, the other ugly stock in the market, without question, is Tesla. Ouch, that's ugly. I mean, it's breaking all support here almost, down at 179 now. We sold it at 226. It's down $46 a share since I said, I don't like this chart. It looks sick to me. And it continues to get sick here. Elon's dethroned by Jeff Bezos as the world's richest person after Tesla slumps. So anyways, Bezos is now worth more.
Back up at the top, right?
It's kind of a horse race back and forth between those two. Every once in a while, the LVMH guy will pop in there.
And I saw where yesterday, I guess, NVIDIA crossed over Saudi Aramco as the third largest company in the world.
That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Incredible. Now, talking about billions, Cathie Wood's flagship ARK Innovation ETF has watched nearly $1 billion worth of investor capital leave the exchange-traded fund in the first 2 months of 2024 trading year, Barry. $1 billion outflow out of ARK funds. And you know what? I mean, I just look at the foundation that she's built on, which is Tesla, Roku, Roblox, and others that, you know, are just getting clobbered. I would say her big problem is she doesn't know when to sell.
Well, and she turned her only one
Teladoc.
She sold. Well, and the one she sold was NVIDIA, and she turned her nose up at NVIDIA, I think, in September of 2023, and that's one that she hasn't owned or hasn't owned much of, and has certainly has created a lot of that divergence between market return and what her funds have returned.
Man, I'm telling you, the money just is gushing. Money out of her her funds. And you know, the one thing that she's got going for her this year, and it's an intangible, is the Bitcoin exposure that she has, which makes it very unpredictable. And I know she just unloaded a bunch of her Coinbase, and it continues to go higher. So another billion flowing out of her ETF. Super Microcomputer Director, I don't blame him, he sells 4.4 million in company stock. Put an ad on, addition to the house. Sherman Tuan has sold around $4.4 million worth of company shares. The artificial intelligence server company disclosed. We are seeing quite a big pickup here in insider selling. We saw it from J.P. Morgan's. Jamie Dimon made the biggest sell, really, in many, many years of his stock. And Bezos made a huge sell. He moved to Miami first, right, where there's no state
and,
tax.
Yeah, and then made his sell.
And then unloaded a bunch of his stock.
And he's been, I think he's been piecing a bunch of real estate together in, on quote, you know, Star Island down there. So he probably had to sell some shares to pay for a handful of those properties.
Why didn't he just buy Florida? He's the richest man in the world right now. Okay, what else do we have? Well, you know, that Super Microcomputer, SMCI, we were talking about that yesterday, and also the REITs that surround these, and some of these energy companies that are brokers of energy, okay? And they continue to rocket higher because of the energy needed not only to run the Bitcoin mining machines, but the artificial intelligence. Now, when we come back, there's new news on Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly, and there's another big problem at Tesla. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show. And welcome back here to the final or the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, Tesla has to halt production in Germany after suspected arson leads to the plant evacuation there. Now, this is weird. I mean, this is an kind of a radical environmental group that's actually camping out in the forest in Brandenburg, Germany. I've seen a picture here of their they have little houses built in trees. Water is a human right. Disrupt this, disrupt that. They all ride bicycles. But anyways, they arson fire at the now, you would think they would pick on someone other than Tesla, Barry, who looks like Elon Musk says. He's done more to lower carbon emissions into the atmosphere than any other CEO in the history of the market, but you know it's a problem.
Yeah, you'd think they would do it at one of the coal power plants that they had to put back in service.
Now the question is, okay, is Tesla? I'm going to look at my current valuation on Tesla and see if it's come down to a range. I have 46% upside, 46% upside over the next 5 years. Which I require 75 or more, okay? The latest word on Tesla from Seeking Alpha Analyst, this is from Investing Group Leader. I'm one of the investing group leaders there. I have my own investing group. This is Giannis Zermpanos, who would be a competitor, I suppose, who recommends buying shares on the dip. I don't. Zermpanos reminded that Tesla's energy segment outshines its vehicle business, blah, blah, blah. He thinks it's a buy here at this level. And I just think that, there's a kind of a pall that's been cast over the entire segment with Fisker, close to going under and, big slowdowns and problems with cars. At Lucid and whatnot. So I don't know. I just am avoiding the sector. This was the AI sector, right? This was the hot sector. You go back to 2021 and 2020. If they just announced that they were going to come out with an EV, a new startup, Rivian.
Or self-driving, right?
Self-driving. Yeah. It's just, and now people are afraid. I mean, the self-driving thing's kind of gone away. So anyways, I'm not a fan. Okay, now, Novo Nordisk is down a little bit here this morning. NVO, they did a big study. It's down 2.7%, but it hit a new all-time high yesterday. It's now $557 billion. Many would say it's on the way to a trillion. I agree with that. They're Ozempic. They've been studying kidney disease and whether or not Ozempic helps. It does. It reduces by 24%, people that have diabetes-induced kidney issues where eventually they have to go in for kidney dialysis. And Ozempic does help, but it wasn't as stunning of a trial, the results, as people were expecting. And the stock is down a little bit. And the kidney dialysis stocks, like the Vita and Baxter, Fresenius, Outset Medical, they all tumbled when this trial, the first results were announced. Today, those stocks are rallying. I'm just going to look at the DaVita's the biggest one in that group. DaVita's breaking out, actually, to 7.1%. Let's not forget that diabetes is also a big, big, one of the biggest problems in our healthcare system. And, you know, a lot of diabetes comes from weight issues. So DaVita breaking out to new all-time highs today. But then again, so was Novo Nordisk just yesterday.
And dialysis is a very, very big cost center for Medicare and other healthcare providers as well.
Eli Lilly price target upped at UBS on GLP-1 survey. They've raised their price target for Lilly to $9.10 from $8.10. Citing a GLP-1 survey. Now, they conducted a survey with users of the drug class for obesity and diabetes. Where is Lilly? Lilly hit a new all-time high yesterday. It's ready to crack through 800. It's falling back a little bit today on that news from Novo Nordisk. But UBS raises their price target to 910. It's currently sitting at 773. I mean, I would much rather buy these stocks hitting new highs, Novo and Lilly, as opposed to Apple and Tesla, which have been hitting new lows here recently. There's problems at the others, and these stocks still have a long runway, in my opinion. Albemarle, here's another symptom of the slowdown in the electric car industry. Albemarle, ABB, ALB, that thing is plunging. It's down 13.5%. You know, they've invested a lot of money in lithium mining, and this stock's gone from 334 just in 2022 down to 115. It's lost 70% of its value as lithium falls out of favor. So, you know, first you look at the market, okay, that if you're doing top-down analysis of a stock, you begin with the market and the health of the market, and then you break it down into the sectors of the market. And you got to say that EV sector is not a good sector. I mean, there's not one healthy stock in the entire sector, whether it's the battery makers, whether it's the lithium producers, whether it's the electric car makers themselves. It's just not a healthy sector. So it's hard to find a healthy stock in an unhealthy sector. And, you know, that's how the Best Stocks Now app is built. And by the way, we had to change the name in the Android Google version, Play Store. Right. So I've got to do a commercial. I've got to get the word out. It's Gunderson Quant Ratings. That's what I had to name it in the Android store, Gunderson Quant Ratings. So there is an app for your Android phone. It's exactly the same as the others, but I had to give it a different name. Even though it's been Best Stocks Now for years, they made me change it to Gunderson Quant Ratings. But if it is a top-down system or it's a bottom-up system, you could look at a stock and then go upstream to the sector that the stock is in. So, for instance, the servers, the companies that make servers for the AI sector, the companies that are server REITs, you can go from the stock up to the sector and then, of course, up to the market. And I do show every week in the newsletter what the rating is on the market right now coming from the app, on the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Dow. And I also show the ratings on the sectors. You can rank the sectors. You can look at a screen of what the top-ranked sector. You're not going to find a winning stock unless you're an extreme contrarian. And contrarian investing has been very difficult over the last decade or so. A lot of the contrarians, Barry, are no longer in the business. They've left. They've been wiped out. Peter Schiff. Right. I haven't seen Peter Schiff on TV in a long, long time. He hangs out in Puerto Rico, from what I understand. But anyways. Okay, now, Target. Let's take a look at Target, TGT. They seem to have their mojo back. They had a big disruption there that cost them probably a couple of years, really, when the stock finally bottomed out at about $102 a share late last year. Since then, it's back up to $168.63. $168.63. I don't know. I mean, my impression of Target, a lot of, I guess, the soccer mom world, they wouldn't be caught dead at a Walmart, right? They don't want to be seen shopping. So Target is acceptable. That's just the vibe I get from people. I don't have any problem shopping at Walmart, Barry. You know, I don't care who's
these. Checking out's usually the hard part. And now they, I just go through the self-checkout line. That's only that's really where they want you to go now, so it works.
And I mean, I just find that the prices are the best at Walmart. But whatever. Target is up 11.9% today. With zero growth, really, but they had an earnings smasher. Their earnings were up 58%, and up goes Target. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, we do have the best stock now today in the market. The best by far performing stock is in our emerging growth portfolio again, which that emerging growth portfolio is having one heck of a year. Before I get to that, I was looking a little bit more into this fire at the Tesla plant. It's basically a homeless encampment, but with a big environmental twist. They live in the forest on the behind the Tesla plant, Barry, which Elon wants to mow down and expand the plant. He wants to clear the site and expand its site. You can look at the picture of this thing. It looks like a homeless encampment. They live in the trees, and they started a big fire, which knocked out the power for many miles around in that area. And they've got it in for Elon Musk. They've been protesting around there. So anyways, another issue there. Okay.
Reminds me of Robin Hood, where you had the group in the forest.
Sherwood Forest. Yeah, this is Brandenburg Forest, okay. Right behind the Tesla plant. Okay, we have the biggest winner in the market today, AeroVironment. No, it's not an environmentalist, people living in. It's drones. Have you noticed how important drones have become these days in surveillance, in warfare, in delivering goods from various places? Well, we've always felt that this was the leading drone company with technology. And it's a $4.6 billion company, and they have a lot of government contracts, etc. They're headquartered in Arlington, Virginia, although they have ties to the Los Angeles area. AVAV, look at this chart. It's up 47 times normal volume today. The stock is up 28.1% today.
That's the one you mentioned in your note this morning.
That's right. That's $37 per share. Blasting off is this drone maker. Here's their sales over the last four quarters: up 40%, up 40%, up 62%, up 39%. Okay, it's not triple digits, but that's some pretty phenomenal sales growth. They're moving towards almost $1 billion a year in sales. Their earnings growth over the last four quarters, 250%, 999%, because that's as high as it'll go, 999%, which is really more over 1,000%. And then this most recent quarter, their earnings up 91%. So, you know, I mean, drones are...
to a great PEG ratio, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that expensive, really. The forward PE ratio is 36. The price-to-sales ratio is very low, with almost $1 billion now in sales, $800 million in sales. It's only trading at about 5 to 6 times sales. So, you know, you can still make a case for it. We own it in our emerging growth portfolio. I've felt for a long time like drones have a big future in both good ways and bad ways. And as of yesterday, I'm looking at the app. It showed 95% upside potential. Now, the stock hasn't had much momentum lately. It dropped down to 790. That's where it was ranked yesterday out of 5,300. But the valuation's certainly good. The stock was up 52% last year, 38% in 2022, and now it's up about 30% this year. So up and away for AeroVironment, AVAV, which we own in our the home of the big winners this year. You got SMCI in that portfolio. We've got this AVAV in this portfolio.
No, just blasted off. And
Oscar Health in this portfolio. You know, Oscar Health was down yesterday about 7% or so. There was a big seller somewhere. Well, I can just tell you, this is my theory, all right? You know, it's run by Kirshner and his brother, which are Trump, one of them's Trump's son-in-law. I got to believe Trump's got some shares in off. Well, Trump's looking for money right now. I mean, he's got $350 million that's due by the end of the month. And I've seen big sell-offs in Truth Social, which is DWAC, and in Oscar Health here recently. It may be Trump raising a little bit of liquidity, right, to pay his big bill there in New York City. Okay, so now, well, we're out of time. I just want to mention a couple other things here. Well, there was one other earnings report, First Watch, which has actually been a pretty good stock. They're kind of the IHOP of today. Instead of getting you know, chocolate chip pancakes, you're getting avocado toast, right, Barry?
Which
is much, and then you can go to Target afterwards. Not Walmart, but Target after you have your meet the girls for avocado, or the guys. For avocado toast. I've been to the one in Sarasota, and there is one right here in our neighborhood.
Yep.
And they do good breakfast. I mean, a good business. And they've got all of the stuff that's popular today in today's world. Okay. If you're not getting the newsletter coming to your inbox every Saturday, it's up to you. I mean, you can just look at the articles we've written for Seeking Alpha. You can look at the stocks inside of the portfolios and how they've done. And, of course, that macro outlook, that's where it all begins. The macro outlook right now is a little bit on the dicey side. There's no question about it. And last week's newsletter was, where's the top? And I would imagine that every week as this thing progresses, we'll be expounding on that and adding to our observations as I look at 700-800 charts a day and looking for topping action taking place, which I'm starting to see, okay? It's too soon to call it, but I saw some topping action here recently and yesterday, especially in the financials, okay? And we'll see today whether it's spreading out or not. To get 2 free weeks of the newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. And while $1 billion has left ARK funds, I'll tell you what, we continue to receive new money. We've had a lot come in over the last several months here as we continue to grow. Be part of that. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST. It's the stock individual stock daycare center. Here at Gunderson Capital Management. Give us a call to set up an appointment, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.